The 25th day of the blessed month of Bauna. The martyrdom of St. Jude, one of the 70 disciples. On this day, St. Jude, one of the 70 disciples, was martyred. This apostle preached in many cities and in the islands where he built a church. He went to Edessa and healed its king Abgar from his sickness and baptized him. After this, he went to the city of Arras and preached there and baptized many of its people. The governor of the city had him seized and tortured him with many tortures. Then they shot him with arrows, so he delivered up his pure soul. Jude is the writer of the epistle attributed to his name in the New Testament, which is filled with wisdom and grace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, the Holy Father, St. Peter IV, the 34th Pope of Alexandria, departed. His predecessor, Pope Theodosius, was exiled by the orders of Emperor Vespasian because he did not agree with him on the resolution of the Council of Chalcedon. When the Pope departed in exile, the Emperor did not permit the ordination of a new patriarch. The lay leaders of the city of Alexandria went to their governor, who was an honorable and forthright man, and expressed to him their grief because of the vacancy of the patriarchal chair. The governor advised them to go to the monastery of El Zogag as if they were going to pray, and there they could then ordain the patriarch of their choice. They rejoiced at his counsel. The bishops took Abba Peter to the monastery of El Zogag and ordained him patriarch on the 1st of Misra in the year 567 AD. Before this, Anba Severus had departed and the Antiochian chair remained vacant. When the people of Antioch heard that the Egyptians had ordained for themselves a patriarch, they also ordained for themselves a patriarch called Theophanius. He and Pope Peter exchanged letters concerning the Orthodox faith. Each one mentioned his brother in the divine liturgy. Nevertheless, they did not dare to go to their official seats. Pope Peter resided in the monastery of Epiphanius, south of the El Zogag monastery. As Theophanius was residing in the monastery of Aphtonius in the outskirts of Antioch. In those days, there were 600 monasteries and 32 villages on the outskirts of Alexandria. All of their inhabitants were Orthodox. The city of Alexandria, the cities of Upper and Lower Egypt, the monks of the monasteries of the Desert of Sidon, Ethiopia, and Nubia were under the authority of Pope Peter. He did not cease sending epistles to the believers to confirm them in the Orthodox faith. He went around visiting the monasteries of Alexandria and its villages, teaching, admonishing, and strengthening them. He chose a holy and learned man called Damianos and appointed him as his scribe. Pope Peter delegated to him the care of the churches, and he became a patriarch after Pope Peter. Pope Peter went on caring for his flock, confirming them in the Orthodox faith until he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.